Well, I'm glad it never overflowed and that you never had to deal with the flood issues. And in and of itself, because of the weather and whatnot, they would have been inclined to cover it, except for the fact that the issue turned out to be the kitchen drain was broken, and that is what had saturated the ground underneath the basement, which is what was causing the water to get in the first place, because everything around the foundation was oversaturated. Under normal condition, normal situations, the drain system they put around a foundation can usually handle, you know, the rainfall and whatnot, even in the heaviest of storms. But because that pipe was broken, it had absolutely saturated the ground, the drain system was just overloaded, and that's why my basement flooded. So the insurance company is like, nope, you're on your own. And I'm like, dang it. But, you know, it is what it is. It's all fixed. I don't have any more flooding issues. I've still got a couple small leaks I got to deal with, but those are well on the way to being handled. But the thing that, you know, really hurt was like less than a month ago, on top of this flooding issue, unfortunately, I didn't lose anything. Okay, I didn't lose it. You know, I didn't lose any goods or anything like that. Nothing got water damaged because, you know, I'm definitely the type who's like, you don't put nothing on the basement floor unless it's in plastic so that, you know, it can't get wet. But it's like less than a month after I pay for the drain being repaired and whatnot and I get vindication that everything I did worked, I get up one morning and my kitchen refrigerator is done. Poof, there went another $1,000.